heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
Well, do you find it as frustrating as I do that, you know, when it comes to the Department of Justice, that when you need them to speak out and say something for the rule of law, they're nowhere to be found. And then when you need them to shut the hell up, they're the first ones to the microphone to say, well, blah, 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 you know, as is the case with Attorney General William Barr again. Well, I have to tell you, this is really getting under my skin at this point. I don't know about you. But in an interview he had with the Associated Press, Barr says that the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Isn't that sweet? Now, he says, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that would have affected a different outcome in the election. Those were his exact words, meaning that, you know, up to this point, that so far, to this date, we haven't affected a different outcome as we haven't seen widespread fraud. All of the media outlets, of course, ran with their own salacious headlines, as always is the case, saying that, oh, he's, you know, he's found nothing. Like, it's a clear, it's a go. AG Barr has given his blessing to the election. That was more or less the intended reply that they were putting out there in the headlines. You've seen one after the next. They always take it and twist it to whatever their damn agenda is. I wish they'd shut the hell up too, but of course they're in the business for propaganda, so it doesn't quite work that way, does it now, you know? So he says that people were confusing the use of the federal criminal justice system with allegations that should be made in civil lawsuits. Now, this is Barr. He says such a remedy for those complaints would be a top-down audit conducted by state or local officials, not the United States Justice Department. Oh, yeah. So we're going to use the states, the corrupt and crooked states, the same courts and the same people that are running this. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's the funny farm running the funny farm. And so, you know, Department of Justice, you know, who us? No, we don't do that kind of stuff. We leave that to the thieves and the crooks at the local level, not the thieves and the crooks at the federal level. Oh, okay. We got you, Barr. We got you. You know, you just can't make it up. But it's funny how they pass the baton up and down, right, from state to federal, as it's convenient for them. To keep their own noses clean and keep their asses out of trouble. It's alarming at best, I'll tell you. This Department of Justice is it's a far shame from what we had anticipated and hopefully expected from Attorney General William Barr. I, for one, am telling you here today, he has been a big disappointment. Christopher Wray, a major disappointment. The entire Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, beyond anything, they are a major disappointment to most Americans, for sure. And that's a sad state, not one that I am proudful to tell you today. Barr says there's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as sort of a default, a fix-all, if you will. And people don't like something, they want the Department of Justice to come and investigate. In other words, so this is a guy who, you know, obviously he's burnt out. I mean, Barr, you remember the enthusiasm he had when he got there, second go around? I mean, he was like really, really juiced on the whole thing. You know, he's now the 85th again, Attorney General, and the second go around, and he was like going to bring law and order and, you know, some sort of respect back to the department after the whole Russia collusion nightmare, Jeff Sessions debacle that was, and the recusing and all of that nonsense that had happened, right? You know, he says, first of all, there must be a basis to believe there's a crime to investigate. Now, that's all we've seen is crimes. to investigate. They never come to a head. They never come to a conclusion. They never come to indictments. They never come to anything. But, you know, he says, first of all, there needs to be a basis. You'll have to be joking me with that statement. There has to be a basis. That's all they've done, people. There's a basis for every crime they've committed. And they continue to commit them because you know why? Because they get away with it. And they continue to get away with it. How sick is that? And so they keep coming back to the well of criminality because it's convenient, because nobody ever goes away. And so this whole notion that, well, there must be, that's all they've done. There's a basis. I mean, their entire existence is a basis, Barr. I mean, get with it, brother. Their entire existence is a basis. That's all they do on the left. What does that mean? I don't even understand the statement here. First of all, there must be a basis. That's what they live for. That is their basis, the fact that they're breathing. That's their basis to do criminal crap and come after the president. Is there any other reason you need? Really infuriates me, I'll tell you. The double and triple speak coming out of this Department of Justice, it's just more frosting and icing of BS on top of BS. It's layered in it. Barr says most claims of fraud are very particularized to a particular. I love that. Let me say that again. Most claims of fraud are very particularized to a particular set of circumstances or actors or conduct. They are not systemic allegations, and those have been run down. They are being run down. This is Barr speaking here. Some have been broad and potentially cover a few thousand votes. They have been followed up on. That's a dismissive statement, meaning they're doing their little diligence, whatever it is, and they don't see anything more beyond that. Yet the evidence we continue to see piling up all over the place. It's funny how everybody else has found all kinds of evidence in the hundreds of thousands and millions of votes now, all tallied up now in all these different areas. And they seem to be in all the swing states. And there are so many levels here. I kind of look at this, I said to you before, as insurance policies. If this didn't work, they'd use something else. If that didn't work, it was just, I mean, they were hell bent on having the outcome that they received. And they made sure of it by having all of these various things. And we know we're seeing it on so many levels that are being reported. And yet the attorney general sits up there on his high horse and he sees nothing, just some casual little things that are not systemic in nature, which is, you know, what I've said right along. There would have to be widespread fraud. It would have to be systemic in nature. It would have to, you know, it would have to. And that's, I guess, another thing I'm thinking there. It would have to cover a lot of states, a lot of swing states. And that's really what they did. They went out in a full throttle effort. And it wasn't just one or two states they were relying on or counting on. It was a whole, well, it was a systemic effort, meaning that if one thing went wrong or another thing went wrong, something else would happen. Now, listen, we are hearing now in real time a lot of these whistleblowers coming forward. No doubt you're hearing it as well. And there's another one or two every day, it seems, right? And those are being all, you know, put together, encapsulated in some sort of report, I would imagine. And then you're seeing all of these findings coming off of the ground from the Mighty American force there, the strike force. And you're seeing a lot of other groups that are pulling this off of ground. You're seeing the work by Sidney Powell, of course, the work from Linwood, the work from so many others, of course, and then Giuliani and Jenna Ellis both. In fact, they released a statement on Barr's conversations there. It's curious what they'd say. And they said this. With all due respect, I love it when they start a statement like that. That basically means go to hell and shut the hell up. But they say that differently in political speak. You got to love political speak. It's like duck speak, the Orwellian duck speak, you know? And so whenever you see that, with all due respect, that's a politically duck speak way of saying, shut the hell up and move along, please, or shut your trap or something like that. That's what that really means, you know? So that's what Giuliani is saying here. He says, with all due respect to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. Boy, is that an understatement, huh? Nonetheless, we will continue our pursuit of the truth through the judicial system and state legislatures and continue toward the Constitution's mandate and ensuring that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not, their statement said. And that, of course, is what the president has been asking from the beginning. He wasn't asking for a rabbit hat trick of some sort or a Vegas magic act. He was simply saying, let every legal vote be counted and every illegal vote not. Now, that shouldn't be a high bar, no pun intended, but it appears to be a high bar in these days, isn't it now? I mean, you know, there are... What's happened over a lot of elections, there have been a lot of smaller cases of fraud. I think what's been happening is they've been testing the system for some time now. And they've been testing, and you've been hearing that in the news cycle, actually, quite frankly, for some time, when you see states like California and their whole mode of, you know, yeah, you don't need an ID and you don't even need to be alive, actually. Just vote. And we'll drop them from the skies and we'll just drop them from the planes. And everybody can vote as many times as you can. And of course, we're seeing that. We're seeing all kinds of people and all kinds of bad things to be done. A lot of this is organized as well, back to that systemic nature that we're speaking about here. And so I'm not really sensing or feeling that these are all one-offs, people. I don't think everybody just got it. This is just honestly speaking. I just don't see before the election where everybody got this brilliant idea, all these small leftist people, you know, like people that have no respect for the law. And it's hard to imagine that just they all got like, oh, wow, I could have had a V8. And they all got that same feeling, you know, back several months back, and they decided to do, it just doesn't seem like that's a real reasonable thought here. There has to be a bigger plan, and there has to be a back to the systemic nature and the widespread application of what would, or the conspiracy again, the act to commit some sort of a big plan. And that's what we're talking about here. Now, you would think a lot of this would begin as it's starting to, but of course, it never happens fast enough for you or I. You would think a lot of this would flood now. It's hard to keep those things quiet for too long, I think. At some point, it's going to come out, I would have to imagine. And there are some people along the way, too, that all of a sudden grow a conscience where they think, I can't live with this anymore. They call that kind of a whistleblower kind of thing. In some cases, it's just somebody within the scam that decided to come clean, right? You know, you have to hope and believe there are some people, no matter what their political stripe or family indoctrination was in the political sphere, yeah? You would think that some people would begin to do the math, and this isn't right. This is not right for our government. It's not right for America to be doing this kind of stuff. I mean, at some point, people would grow a brain and realize that this kind of nefarious activities will pull and bring our republic down to its knees. It seems to me like we're in the process of that happening now. There's a lot of story to be written yet from this chapter, people, unless all of a sudden, you know, we see President Trump come to a microphone and concede anytime again and begin to say, and you know, you're hearing some of those reports now where, well, at his Christmas party, he was joking around, or was he, that he's going to maybe run for president in 2024. Like that would just like he had already given up on 2020 kind of thing. It's shocking, it's surreal, it's unconscionable that this kind of thing is happening, that we're talking about it, that, you know, it's taken place to this level. And I try to pinch myself every so often here to make sure, number one, this is all really happening, it is true. And number two, to make sure we're not part of the cuckoo group, to think that really these things are happening, connect the dots, in other words, and talk to enough people and have enough information coming in here that, again, it's hard for these to be just all one-offs, I think, you know. So they start to add up and become a plan, a conspiratorial attempt to do something, to institute a new form of government, institute a new candidate, to bring an existing president down, perhaps. And then you wonder, you know, well, but you know, you're talking crazy here. Why would anybody do that? And the left does that all the time. And, you know, the closer you get to the truth, you need to understand something. And you'll notice this, they're calling this, you see a lot of adjectives and funny business out there about Sidney Powell as well and Rudy Giuliani. The left is running wild with those guys, you know. And they talk all kinds of stuff about them, but it seems to me what I've seen as sort of a track record is the closer you get to any level of honesty, truth, or exposing any of this, they immediately point fingers and say, that's a conspiracy theorist crackpot, that Powell gal is, or that Giuliani is, or that guy is, or whatever. They immediately go to that as their argument. And then they're very clever, the media is. They'll tie that up to other things, and then they'll lie and fudge the whole thing. And they put it out there in a very convincing way. And I've been watching that for a while. Like, they'll say, well, that's when, you know, Donald Trump dismissed her from the legal staff. And so she's a conspiracy theorist that went off the deep end. She fell in the water, and water went into her brain somehow, and she was exposing all these falsehoods. And they go down those paths right away. And it seems to me that is their, you know, that's their argument, where they point over there, look at that rabbit run real fast. He's running right over there. See, there's another one right there, you know. And it's kind of what they do when you get closer and closer to any level of truth. They pull out the, and they're very good at this, the left. They're very good at all of these kinds of things. They're magicians. They're magic hats. They belong in Vegas. They need to have a Vegas act, the Democrat doo-woppers or something, you know. The Democrat, and you could see that, the Democrat doo-woppers that have their own act out there. It'd be a blockbuster for sure. But yeah, there is something about that, though, with this whole conspiracy. And then, you know, I just try to make sure we're grounded on this side and that. But the one thing, again, and the one thing you'll see, and which kind of threads all this together with A.G. Barr, and is that, you know, right, whatever when you refer to the right, you simply refer, well, Republicans, but then a lot of us don't like the word Republicans. So then we say, well, conservatives, and we like that word, or conservative patriots. We like patriots even better. So maybe conservative patriotic Americans would be a better way to put our class, I think, right? You agree with that? Our class of people, conservative patriotic Americans, I like that. That's got a nice sound to it. It's better than just any old political party, meaning we believe in the union. We believe in the vision and the light of America. That's a cool thing. I like the way that phrase is, yeah. So maybe that's how we refer to ourselves for the moment. Or we can start to use other words. You know, I think we need another, well, I hate to say political party, because everything's so political, isn't it? Yeah. Got to be another way to do this somehow, another catchphrase or series of words we can use in the future. So I'm referencing A.G. Barr on the whole Department of Justice as sort of the keystone cops, if you will. And they really are a spitting image of those old classic films where they couldn't get the hell out of their own way, you see. They just simply couldn't. They were, you know, that whole and all the fast old silent films, and they didn't say very much, but they look like a bunch of stooges. And that's kind of what I see with A.G. Barr. He's the head stooge for the Keystone Cops, is what I'm seeing now. And none of this really gives me the warm and fuzzy anymore. I've really fallen off now, the A.G. Barr fan club. I wouldn't be heading that up at this moment. Because it seems to me that everybody is CYA and they don't want to take a stand for the rule of law and what's right. Nobody really wants to take a stand They pass the baton, then look, 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 there's another shiny object over there running real fast. And they do that all the time in Washington because that's all it's about, is covering their asses. It's all they care about. You know, it's the power they seek and that they grab and steal. However they get it, they want it. So I love this with A.G. Barr. Not only did he come out with that fantastic, and, you know, back to what I started with here, you know, was it important for him to come out at that point and make that declarative statement? What purpose did that serve, really? Tell me, talk to me. What did that serve? Just to fuel the media pinheads to get in their little wheels, their hamster wheels, and start running? You see them running in their wheels. Was that the purpose of that? Why did he have to say anything? Every other damn time when we wanted Barr to speak up and say something, he was nowhere to be found. But now he's going to open up his mouth when nobody's asking him to, man. You know, unless you got something to say that's going to help the cause, you out, shut the hell up. That's what I would say. At some point, people, this begins to really irritate me. I don't know about you, but I'm in an irritable mood. I think they call that irritable bowel syndrome. Not really, but might be somewhere in that field. I'm just irritated, really, really irritated. Not the same as the irritable bowel syndrome. That's different, of course. I'm really frustrated with this whole process. And I'm seeing the same cast of characters and the same clowns and the same media heads doing the same thing. It's like we're in a slow motion movie. And it's challenging to make any sense out of any of this. And I would imagine a lot of you out there are highly frustrated. If it's any part of what I am, you would be very frustrated. And I am very, very, very frustrated. And even more so because A.G. Barr, you see the report that he's going to, he's promoting John Durham. Well, John Durham has done such a spectacular job, John Durham, that he's now promoting him, got a promotion. Yeah, A.G. Barr promoted John Durham now. And this just plays along with the whole Keystone Cop mentality. So now he's going to make him special counsel. I think we ought to have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 special counsels. We ought to just appoint them everywhere and put them on everybody. That's all they do in Washington is investigate. Investigate the investigators. And they investigate each other. There's never any end conclusions. They just keep investigating. That's what Keystone Cops do, you see? Yeah, this gets really weird now. I have to really, if you're not up for weirdness, you may not want to hear. This gets really, really weird. Okay? You know, for the last many years, we've been waiting for all these reports at all kinds of levels. Remember the Horowitz, the IG report. It was coming. Oh, my God, it was going to be a blockbuster. Oh, my golly. The information, it was going to be so incriminating. People were going to jail. Did you hear that even? Yeah, they're going to jail for all these bad deeds they did. The only one that went to jail were people that were associated with the Trump campaign for shit they did 25 years ago. That cast of characters. There was no problem sending them to jail, right? That was all fine. That was all within. That was to make the qualifier of Mueller to feel very important. Wanted to feel very important because he was another special counsel. Never found anything he went in for. There was no collusion there with Russia, but there was plenty of collusion within the DOJ, FBI, CIA, and all the clowns underneath them, right? That's where the collusion was from the very beginning. This thing is an unbelievable, disgusting nightmare. So it's been reported that now John Durham was feeling more pressure to get this done and wrapped up over the summer. Now you're going to love this. You're gonna need some tolerance now. This is where you're going to need your tolerance. So buckle up, kids. So he was feeling more pressure to get, you know, this big report, the indictments. It wasn't even a report. It was indictment. And I was told that many times from people who knew what they were talking about. Yeah, there was going to be absolutely indictments. No question, Malcolm. There will be indictments. I heard that from military officers. I heard it from people in the business. I heard it from political operatives. I heard it from all kinds of people. Absolutely going to be indictments on this one. John Durham is good. No, won't even need a report this time. This is going to be like, you don't pass go, you don't get 200, you go right to jail. This is the optimum Monopoly game, if there ever was one. This is it right here. You see, that was going to be that the findings, let's call it the findings from the John Durham investigation. Yeah, that's all this was about. But he was feeling more pressure, this poor boy, right, to get this done and wrapped up over the summer. And that Durham, he did not want this to be viewed political and would likely punt it to after the election. Now, people, there's so much wrong with that statement that I need to keep my cool so I do not blow a cork, okay? All right? So I need to tone it down just a little bit here because I will absolutely blow a cork on all of it, I'll tell you. I just love the way they put all of these in these neat little phrases and very politically speak, duck speak again, how they do that so nicely here, you know? Does not want this to be viewed political. But that's, this whole thing is political. It didn't matter, Durham. Do you think the left, these operators who did all this and the dossier, do you think they worried about it being political when they tried to do this with the campaign with Donald Trump in 2015 and 2016? Do you think it mattered then to these people? Why is it that the right, again, this Republican establishment, is always worried about, oh, we got to be above the fray. We've got to do the right thing. We got to look the other way. You know, there are times where you have to fight fire with fire. The hell with this. We don't want it to be viewed politically. I don't really give a rat's ass what it's viewed as. You think we care what the media thinks anymore? Who cares what the media thinks? Who? Nobody should care what the media thinks. And the fact that he doesn't want it to be viewed political doesn't really matter. We paid you a job, taxpayer money job, to go do a job, Durham. Damn well deliver the report. And stop playing politics because you don't want it to be political. This stuff is unbelievable. This whole thing was always political. And all of a sudden, Durham doesn't want it to be political. You got to vomit all over this stuff, people. It's disgusting. And he would likely punt it to after the election. And this is how the whole system works, and people just continue to get away with it. And they know they're getting away with it. You can see, you notice how quiet they all are right now? The Brennan, the Clappers, the Comeys, oh my. Do you see how quiet they all are? Do you see how quiet the Hillary Clintons are? Do you notice you're not hearing really much? They're just trying to, they're like holding on to the ropes. Oh, come on, we're almost there. Come on, Biden, you can do this. Trump's going down. We can feel it. And you know they're hanging on. They're gritting their teeth, people. And they're dying. Oh, come on, you can do this. And they're just, they're holding on to everything. When all their muscle, people, and they just... But Biden's our boy. He's going to get in there, man. We're going to get rid of Trump forever. And then we're home free because they won't come after us. They'll cancel all of that stuff, including Barr's counsel. Yeah. These are the original Keystone Cops. If there ever was a group, this is it right here, for sure. We'll take a pause. Lots more where this comes from, too. We'll meet you on the other side.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
What if a new treatment backed by 17,000 scientific articles was proven to extend our lifespan, protect against terrible diseases like cancer, heart disease, and dementia, make us more attractive and thinner, feel calmer and happier, and boost energy levels, memory, and performance? What would you pay for even the smallest dose of this treatment? Well, the good news is you don't have to pay anything, because these are just some of the benefits of a full night of quality sleep. If you're one of the millions of Americans who need better quality sleep, the time to change is now. Until now, most sleep aids haven't worked, but a new, easy-to-swallow sleep gel, invented by the leading nutrition company, Healthy Cell, is designed to support all four stages of human sleep to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake up refreshed. It's called REM Sleep. To get a free two-night supply of REM Sleep, visit healthycell.com/sleep. That's healthy, CELL.com/sleep.
The war on America's cities and claims of racism in the ranks of law enforcement have spirited a renewed debate on racial equality. It was Alexis de Tocqueville who reminded us Americans are so enamored of equality. They would rather be equal in slavery than unequal in freedom. To which I say, be warned of the shiny object, America. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Well, it's a fight for the soul of humanity.
Listen to Malcolm, the voice of a nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
We are joining you back here on The Voice of a Nation. Always good to have you with us, my friends. And you catch us every day now, 6 and 10. Weekdays, I'm with you here, trying to keep that light shining up on the hill there and keep the beacon of liberty bright, which is not an easy task these days, it seems, huh, with all of this going on. But 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, you'll catch us here on The Voice of a Nation. We'd love to have you on with us here and get into the out loud truth. But don't forget, the weekends are amazing. News magazine, the fastest growing news magazine in the country, Viewpoint, this Sunday, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. It's become a go-to place. I mean, it's just the audience is just, we're doubling in size. It continues to grow. And a lot of it's because of the kinds of guests and the action we're having on the show, the people, the high level of expertise. And I am privileged, as always, to be the master conductor or organizer, host, extraordinaire, I guess we'll call it, as we bring the voices to the table, to the microphone, and get the news out there, get the information out there. So 10 o'clock and 11 a.m., Viewpoint Presents. You'll hear that with myself and Michael Johns. That's the show at 11, Viewpoint Presents. So it's 2 hours now, 10 to 12. 6 to 8 later in the day is an encore. Now, if something's happening Sunday morning, you're at a fancy brunch one Sunday, we'll forgive you. Just don't forget to listen at 6 and 8 if you come back. I hope you're joining us for coffee every Sunday morning. And the shows do go to podcast just after 2 p.m. You'll catch them on podcast networks worldwide, on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, and so many, many more. Pandora Podcast, there's a bunch of them, a whole many, far too many to list here. But anyways, catch us on podcast. There are all these shows, too, on Voice of a Nation. Go to podcast. So everything's back at AmericaOutloud.com and all the written articles and blogs and columns and podcasts and everything you could possibly need. To be informed and to be part of the best informed audience anywhere here. So thank you always for being with us here. And now we're talking about these Keystone Cops and AG Barr. This gets very rich. And I was sharing with you that Durham was feeling pressure. This poor boy who's being paid very well, by the way, to do a job, feeling a lot of pressure to get this done and wrapped up over the summer and decided, yeah, what the hell here? I don't want, you know, to be too viewed as political. So we'll punt till after the election. Very noble thing you did there, John Durham, screwing over the American people. We really appreciate that. You and Barr make a hell of a duo. I'll tell you what, and I don't care what anybody says or thinks. That's my opinion, and I'm going to stick right to it because I am not impressed at this point. Let me tell you what. This justice thing, the Lady Liberty, she needs to take the damn blindfold off and get a sword in her hand and start chopping off the heads. Do something here. This blind stuff isn't working. So it's time we start. Look, got to look now. Forget the blind. No more blind justice because there is no justice with that. Let's just take the mask off. look at all the fools and start putting them away, please. That's what I'm looking for. This whole notion of justice in America is becoming fleeting by the day, and it's getting sicker as we progress here. The story's starting to really unsettle me. I don't know about you. So the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, John Ratcliffe, so he said he believed there will be, now listen to this now, people, will be and should be, will be, should be, well, we could play with that, can be, maybe be. But anyway, she said more indictments from the Durham probe based on intelligence that he has access to. I think there will be more indictments, Ratcliffe said in October. Now, you know, he said this is based on the intelligence that he has access to. Those are his words now. I certainly believe there should be. Now, you got to know now, people like Ratcliffe and all these people now, they're all going away. They're all going bye-bye here if Biden gets in there now, and that seems to be where the train is moving. I don't know how we derail that train. I'm trying to figure out every possible way we can derail it. Believe me, you. But if that happens, all of these people like Ratcliffe, and Ratcliffe's a fairly honorable guy. I don't know, you know, his whole thing about can be, should be, will be, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, Ratcliffe, I get it. Yeah, we believe the same thing. And he's seeing the evidence in the indictments. He believes there will be indictments based on the evidence. He says he's absolutely certain of it. Well, the problem is I'm being told that a lot these days, and I'm not really feeling it so much when people say this kind of stuff and they don't deliver. See, the problem is they never deliver. They never deliver on what they say. And I don't know, you know, if there's ever going to be a day where we can finally say, OMG, wow, finally, justice was served. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Justice was served. Wow. And they're where? They're in prison now. Wow. Okay. And it's not just hearsay. And it's not just duck speak. And it's not just garbage. It really did happen. Wow. Man, that's going to be a celebratory champagne day if there ever was one, people. People say, well, they're remodeling Gitmo. You know, I don't want to hear all this garbage, what they're doing with Gitmo or anything else. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Let's just get these people off the streets. And the main thing is, if anything else, I'll remind you of this. The real importance of this, it's not like, you know, how much more harm can they do? And that's not even my problem, although they can do a lot more harm. We are corrupting all the future generations at this point. We're killing our country. If there's not a price to pay for this level of justice anywhere, there's no responsibility here. And the generations right after this, they're seeing all this, people, play out. They know they can get away with everything. And they're going to go back to the well, and they're going to criminalize again, and they're going to do it again and again and again. And you see, the lessons never come from this thing. It seems like there is never a price to pay. And the sad reality of that is that this is like, it's a beck and call to all these future generations. Back say, well, they all got away with it back here from the fake dossier and everything they did with spying on Trump and everything back to the Trump towers and all the garbage we've talked about a million times. And nobody ever paid a price. Everything was cool. And they got away with all the stuff they did for 4 years and a crooked election at that because they couldn't impeach them. So they took them out with an election in broad daylight. Yeah, right there in the middle of the public square. It happened right there in 2020 in the middle of the public square. I mean, how sick is that? John Ratcliffe, he says at my direction, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has now provided almost 1,000 pages of materials to the Department of Justice in response to Mr. Durham's document request, Ratcliffe said. He said, I will continue to ensure the intelligence community's responsiveness to the DOJ's request. Very nice. So Ratcliffe says he's on top of it. He's given almost 1,000 pages of materials to, you know, to these people for Durham. And he's saying there should be diamonds. And this was all said a couple of months back there. And that's what was supposed to happen, but it never happened because out of respect for the not wanting to seem biased or political, John Durham decided to punt and not do any justice. We keep that lady of justice blind, deaf, dumb, and stupid so that nobody would pay a price for anything. And that nice of him? He was going to be looking out for us. He looking out for us, Durham is. And I love it. And you always know another thing when political people say, and I'm over this baloney too, when they say, oh yeah, that's it. Whenever they say this, your antenna needs to go up and you need to just stop and know that it's total BS. When they say, oh my God, that's like a really, guy's got a great reputation. Like, oh yeah, really respectful. Everybody loves him. Both sides love him. Oh my God, are you kidding me? They all love that guy. It's freaking awesome. This guy's going to be like the best thing ever to the justice system since peanut butter and jelly on bread, not just the bread, but the whole damn package. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that about that guy over there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all about him. That's what they sold us on Robert Mueller. Remember all those people that gonna be? I had people on my show. Oh, yeah, this guy's a stand-up guy. Yeah, this guy's, oh, don't you worry about it. He's got it. He's got it. He's our boy. Yeah, everybody loves him. Same thing you hear about John Durham. Same thing you hear about E.G. William Barr. A lot of respect. They all love him. He's got a great reputation. I don't even want to hear that anymore. The next thing I want to hear about the next person they appoint, that SOB son of a bitch, he's a crooked bastard from you know where. Oh, man, I don't like that guy. He's an evil SOB. I'd say hire him right away, please. Get him over here. Give him the job. Special counsel, make him president for the day. Give him whatever he wants. That's what we need. You agree or you disagree? I'm tired of the nice guys. I'm tired of the guys who get along with everybody. I don't need them. We don't need them at all, people. Give us a hellraiser in there. Somebody doesn't give a rat's ass about, I don't want to be viewed as political. The whole damn thing is political. How can you say such a stupid thing? You were hired because it was a political wish hunt, and now you don't want to be political? Well, I'm sorry, you already stepped in a pile of you know what. You don't get to make that decision, Durham. Do your damn job. And if you're going to release this information on the 1st of November release, and if they don't like it, we'll give them a crying towel engraved with the president's symbol on there. Doesn't matter what these people think. They're not paid to think that way. I am really ripping here, I'll tell you, man. I'm so tired of hearing this empty garbage about these. You know how many reports I've waited for in the last 4 years? I'm over it. And they're all respectful. Horowitz, stand-up guy. Amazing man. They all love him. Huh. Every one of these jackasses. They both sides love him. It's amazing. Best thing since you know what. Yeah. Yeah. And what do we have, people, huh? What do we have? So the news report said that Durham was moving full speed ahead. That's excited with his investigation after Election Day. Isn't that special? Isn't that special? He's going to be moving full speed ahead. And there's an emphasis on full speed ahead in quotation marks and italics and the whole thing. But like that means that's the real thing, people. Italics, quietly jostled, slanted to the right, little quotation marks on it, full speed ahead. Watch out, people. We're coming through with the truth this time, man. Ain't anybody going to stop us. I'm sure of it. Full speed ahead with this investigation. Yep. And of course, the only thing they got thus far, you might remember, was that small little criminal charge for a pimple he had on photography day here with Kevin Kleinsmith. You know, altering an email. And that's the only thing. So that was the big aha moment for that, you see, okay? Now, but here it goes even more here now, okay? So Barr notifies the state and House Judiciary Committees just just yesterday, December 1st, just happened, that John Durham, give me a drum roll, please. What did I tell you literally? Dun, 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 would be special counsel. So he now gets the promotion I told you about a little earlier. So John Durham will now be special counsel. And this is the, let me read this statement to you. This is Rich as well. On May 13, 2019, I directed John Durham, the U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, to investigate certain intelligence and law-abiding enforcement activities surrounding the 2016 presidential election. Now, this is A.G. Barr talking, by the way. Although I had expected Mr. Durham to complete his work by the summer of 2020, people, you remember we were hearing all those signs in the spring or when we just got into the new year? Yeah, what's going to happen? Some of the latest. It was going to be spring, then some of the latest. And then, although all that had happened, but some of the COVID-19, oh, that handy-dandy virus from China. Oh, my golly. The COVID-19 pandemic, as well as additional information he uncovered, prevented him from doing so. And then again, at the end, he didn't want to be political. Of course, of course, of course. Of course, there's a horse. Of course, there's a horse. Mr. Ed. In advance of the presidential election, I decided to appoint Mr. Durham. Now, this was just a little bit before the election there, okay? I decided to appoint Mr. Durham as a special counsel to provide him and his team with the assurance that they could complete their work without regard to the outcome of the election. And he said, adding that he appointed Durham with the powers and authority of a special counsel on October 19th. And the information has just come out, people. So it's just finally seen the light of day. Maybe they knew in the circles there, but we didn't know yet. And that's that. Now, John Durham, who let the American people down, who didn't do his job properly, who's been doing whatever he's been doing here, whistling Dixie, and decides not to be political on a whole political operation and not get to the truth because, well, there was an election coming or what have you. And right now they were busy scamming the American people with COVID and getting lockdowns and all kinds of mass mandates and screwing over people's liberties and all of that. But we don't want to be political here. So we're going to hold that report out because we don't want them to think like we're helping Trump out or anything. God forbid. God knows they've been, you know, we don't want that. I mean, nobody else has done anything for Trump. Why should we? He's probably thinking to himself, we don't want to be the one guy standing out there, the truth, right? So he decides to just wait and do nothing. That's very nice, isn't it? You know? And so I like this here in the Law and Crime publication. They go on to say, AG Bill Barr set off alarm bells across the legal community early on Tuesday when it was reported that the U.S. Attorney John Durham was promoted to the position of special counsel for the U.S. Department of Justice in late October of this year. But legal experts quickly pointed out a few holes. Following consultation with Mr. Durham, I've determined that in light of the extraordinary circumstances relating to these matters, the public interest warrants Mr. Durham continuing this investigation pursuant to the powers and independence afforded by the special counsel regulations, says the 85th Attorney General. In this order number, I'll even give you the order number here, 4878-2020. That's 2020. Yeah, perfect vision. And so that was dated October 19, 2020. Barr disclosed the order and appointment in a letter to the chairs and ranking members of the U.S. House and Senate Intelligence Committees. And that's that. And so now it is to be, and he will be it. And some praised and alleged the, now this is their wrap up at Law and Crime. I was telling about, listen to this little wrap up here. It's kind of clever here. Some praised the alleged shrewdness of Barr's decision because it will likely serve to hamstring the incoming Joe Biden administration by maintaining the probe into the probe while making it more difficult for the eventual 46th president to end Durham's thus far mostly fruitless quest. You know, I just have a thought as I'm saying this I want to share with you. The fact that we're now, they're saying 46th president, and I just got a very eerie feeling all over me that I think I will share with you that I wasn't planning to, but it's a little creepy, people, to think 46th president and Joe Biden, that would go together in any way. Joe Biden is one of the worst political characters we've had in Washington. He is what is wrong with Washington. And even beyond all that, people, and the political stripes of all of it, he's just not a smart fella. He is not a bright fella. I don't believe he has any kind of a reasonably high IQ. I think he's dumb. I think he's really dumb. And I'm not just trying to be respectful or evil here, but, you know, I mean, there is something called IQ. You either have it or you don't, or you fall somewhere in the middle of that. But I just don't think he has the level of intelligence. Do you know what I mean when I say that, to that level? And then he's got a fiery mouth that spits, you know, just untruths and racist comments. And I mean, you know, they've been pointing to Trump like he was he was never the racist. He's a God-loving man. He's not racist. Joe Biden is the racist. Look at the comments he's made over his whole lifetime. You know, all the comments he's made, put you back in chains. They're going to put you back in jail. All this stuff. I mean, this is really the highlight of the entire Democrat Party. But Joe Biden, he's not presidential. They threw all that at us about Trump, right? Because Trump was part of we the people. He was a working man's man kind of thing. He had just that mentality, the way he would speak to people, or the way he would. And of course, with Trump, he went there with the idea of opening up the gates and letting all that stuff just throw out into the main street on the public square, which really drove the establishment crazy. But see, Biden is part of that establishment. He is the establishment, but he's not even on the smart end of the establishment. He's been carrying their bags around, is what I'm trying to say. He's a stooge. He's a Washington stooge. He's been carrying Barack Obama's bags around, and he was a dumb senator, you see, and he doesn't have the wherewithal. You know, that's what I mean by now. That really would not get to the level of, being attractive for any group other than the establishment. And he doesn't represent any group out here to be a president. You know what I'm saying? You know, he is of that ilk, that is like the worst dirty possible kind of swamp. You know, it's he's that. So it's not like you say, well, there's a stand-up guy, or he won fair and square, or he's got some really good policies, or no, he's a really good human being. He's not racist. You can't say any of that stuff about Joe Biden. This guy he's the worst political character doing bad deeds all over the world, dragging America's name through the mud. Him and his family, he's now known as the Biden crime family. This is the mafia. He is the head of the mafia family there. It's not, you know, that is certainly what you would say isn't presidential. I mean, if you want to talk about what the hell is presidential? Well, in my world, what that should be is somebody who delivers to the American people what the American people ask that person to deliver. I mean, somebody who does what they say they're going to do. That makes sense? Somebody who has that sort of a standard, who will walk into a room and hug an American flag just because it's there. Somebody who can excite the masses and have like the most incredible rallies. You see? Somebody who wants to build like the best economic conditions the country, the world has ever seen. That would be presidential. I mean, could we ever find somebody like that, do you think? Is that even possible? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. How about somebody who would really take on those that are less fortunate and really work to create massive jobs for, you know, like Black America and Hispanic America, major numbers, and do like that? Would that be presidential? What about somebody who might put, you know, like something that's never been done before? Like, oh, what about prison reform? You know, giving those people a second chance of really helping out the Black America. Would that be presidential? Who would do such a thing as that? Who? How about somebody who would put the citizens down on the southern border before the illegal criminal group, the criminality factor, the people that are trying to do harm, the gangs and the evil people? Somebody who might put the citizenry before that. Would that be presidential, I wonder, huh? What about that? Would all those things be presidential? Well, not when you're trying to make America into a communist nation, it wouldn't be. Not when you're trying to socialize it. Not when you are in it just for your own power and glory. That, none of that would be presidential for sure. But to we the people, to you and I and our fellow American, our fellow man out there, it would be very presidential. And Donald John Trump was more presidential than any president we had seen before in a long time. Let's call it 30 years, all the way back to number 40, Ronald Reagan. Different kind of man for the times, but a man who shaped the world and changed the world and lifted our country up and created a sense of patriotism we hadn't seen before. I hadn't seen that level of patriotism since Ronald Reagan, quite frankly. I never seen it through the Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama years, for sure. But now all of a sudden, we have that back here with this president, number 45, who's been accused of everything in the book, in this ultimate fight of good versus evil. And the man who was never supposed to be presidential, who spoke to the American people the way a friend would talk to a friend, in an honest fashion. Sometimes it might bite, sometimes it might not, but always being truthful and always being patriotic and always putting you above the evil and the wrong elements of society, always lifting America up, lifting Americans up, putting Americans first, putting our prestigious, you know, putting us before these world groups and world organizations, making them pay their fair share, bringing our military back from wars, doing all the things that are, well, American. Would that be presidential, people, I wonder? Well, I leave you with that note there. We'll see where all this goes ahead, my fellow Americans. But I think we've covered plenty here, and I've given you my rap on A.G. Barr and John Durham, the rest of the Keystone Cops in this sad, sinful, disrespectful group that call themselves justice in our country. I'm not buying it. It's time to get involved and get loud.